book has a should have a human face, and we are here together, face to face. And though we already received the information in writing, but it's very important for us to hear directly from you your country history and where you come from and what is the challenges at this moment. And also you reminded us that we are talking about the children as a delegation of the government. We are experts, but also we are the humans and the parents of the children and even grandparents. So thank you very much. And I just wanted to sort of clarify my questions. I am a coordinator of the task force for the dialogue with your government, and I read the previous recommendation from our committee in 2015 when I was not in the committee. And also I read very carefully your fifth and sixth combined reports, and I noticed that several recommendations you rejected, or you tried to clarify what is the situation in your country and our recommendation not matching with you. So I tried to I thought a lot, and I really appreciate because in the opening remarks you said that our previous dialogue helped a lot in your country, but at the same time there are other areas. It seems to be that our recommendations were not taken helping for your country. So I try to think stepping back. So first of all, to understand the situation, we are not trying to impose something, but trying to find how we can really help the children. So that's what the clarification. Because, for example, the budget allocation, allocation of the resources, I understand that you are saying that you are not taking the child rights-based approach to the budget. And we, of course, we understand very well that you are investing in the children. And you reminded us that immediately after your independence, you signed this convention and ratified this convention. So it shows that you are have been building your country, having the children center. So it's really great things. But what we are trying to say that, of course, you are investing in the children, but we also want to know and thinking it is helpful for your government to know which element of your budget is actually, contributing to the children. So it's not saying, we are not saying that please allocate the money for children as a pocket, but also to see which money of the budget are actually used for the welfare of the children and the rights of the child under this convention. And secondly, about the border control. So I understand this is something, this is one of the issues which is sort of outstanding. So in many cases, our committee deals with the issue of immigration. In that case, we address the issue of the children coming from other countries. In your case, we are concerned about the children or young people who are going out of from Eritrea. And in a previous dialogue, there was an issue about the use of force at the border control, and I understand that you clarify that it's a false allegation. So what I'm trying to know, I'm not saying that children are fleeing because of the national services, but what I asked in my question is, have you really studied and analyzed why the young people, or even including the children, are going out? And if it is the trafficking used by, you know, coerce measures or manipulation is used as a measures, it's a trafficking and crime. And it, we have, so you have to combat. And I appreciate your efforts in combating trafficking. But what are the root causes for young people? Because I understand it's also affecting your development and security, peace. You know, emphasize the human rights or children's rights cannot be separated from the development and peace and security, which I fully agree. So that's the sort of clarification of my question. I'm sorry, Chair, but one follow-up question about the legislation. I understand that you don't have any timeline when the civil court and civil procedure court, penal court, criminal procedure court, which all adopted in 2015, are still in the process of raising awareness until the time becomes ripe. I understand. However, those sort of basic laws were adopted in 2015. And it has been 10 years, then the traditional courts are implemented. So I'm a little concerned because the I understand that the contents are different from the traditional courts and the 2015 law. So I'm wondering if there is any sort of problem or confusion about the traditional courts still in force and the 2015s exist as a law but not in force. So that's my question. Thank you very much.
Philip Chaffee.
Many thanks to the delegation for providing us with this information and an overview of the situation.